The problem isn't finding something to locate along Wisconsin's waterfronts. The problem, according to Wisconsin Commercial Ports Association President Dean Hain of Green Bay, is to find good-paying lunch bucket jobs for ports.
Most of the waterfronts in the Port of Green Bay and the Port of Wisconsin are underutilized. You know, they're really up against competition for softer land uses like condos and eateries and other things, and this is a good opportunity to hold those land uses for industrial purposes.
That opportunity is in the form of tax incentives for industries in a bill to be proposed by Representative Steve Wickard of Appleton.
One of the things that's often overlooked is the beauty of our ports. Wisconsin has quite a number of ports, and not many people don't realize that at first blush. And whether it's in Superior area or Green Bay or Marinette or Milwaukee area or many other parts of the state.
Wickard's bill would make $5 to $15 million in tax incentives available for ports to have sites that would cluster industries. Ports would compete against each other for those tax credits. Wickard hopes to have bipartisan support for this port development bill and believes he can get it passed in this session. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.